Mic check, testing. That doesn't look too bad. This is Phil Ferrand, and I am not driving home, and I am not home, and this may be the worst audio recording I have ever done for a podcast, but I thought it would be something different. We're on vacation this week. I think this is actually episode 500, so that deserves something different. We'll just say that. Anyways, we're on vacation this week. You may hear the roar in the background. That is actually the Atlantic Ocean. Ned had found a timeshare deal. It was a little different than most of our timeshare deals. Most of our timeshare deals, we get 3 nights, 4 days, free at a resort. And then they give us extra stuff on top of that. Well, this particular one was with a different company. And I'm also walking on the beach, by the way, so I'm going to get out of breath. Was with a different company. And I was a little bit surprised because I was only paying vague attention because Ned just takes care of the vacation plans and I just give her the card. So I was only paying vague attention to this. But as we were coming down here, you know, we were talking about settling up finances and that kind of stuff. And she said that, you know, it was going to be $189, plus she had put on a $50 cancellation fee, yada, yada. And I said, oh, so we're paying for a room this time. She said, yeah. She said, but it's on the ocean. Okay, so... So this one was a little different in that we did have to actually pay for this room, but it was 3 nights, 4 days on Ormondo Beach in Florida. And, you know, it's been fun. It's been fun because I've been taking morning walks, waiting for the sun to come up. Oh, and I just found a seashell. You don't see many of those down here. It's been fun because ever since a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned on the podcast that I had gone out and watched the sunrise and that was fun, I've sort of been timing my stuff, my runs and my walks, so that the sunrise would happen at some point during them. And that's been fun. It's been nice. It's just been nice to mark the beginnings of days, and so I've been doing that here too. It's getting a little harder now that we're getting into winter because, you know, the sun is not actually rising until 7:15, 7:20, and that starts to crowd into the day. But, you know, I'm on vacation. This may be one of the last times I do this, and so I thought, for the podcast today, since I'm on vacation, and since last week was so long, my apologies for that again, that I would just walk along the beach and chat a little bit, not really about anything in particular. But obviously, we take these little vacations where we go and stay at a resort, and usually it's for free, and then they give us other stuff because they want to sell us timeshares, and then we just say no. So so we did that yesterday, and you know, the poor little sales guy, of course, is not real thrilled with that, but you know, I didn't choose his profession, so you know, and it was a fine presentation. And frankly, this particular company, I'd really have to do some more research, but Lands, I like their stuff better than any others I've seen so far. So I don't really know that much about it, and I would have to do some research, but they actually sell weeks as opposed to points and floating weeks. You can use them wherever, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, we sat there and smiled while the main guy did his whole thing, and then we walked out. they gave us one offer and we said no and said okay. So there you go. This is our last day here. We took off Monday morning, early Monday morning, and flew in. And so we've been here Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. This is Thursday morning. And then we'll be heading back. We've had fun. It's been good. It's been really nice to get away. It's been, I think, a good time to get away. I haven't had any calls from my major client yet. Yet. And it's Thursday. So we're getting close because I'll be back at work on Monday. That's going to be fun on Monday because we're taking out of Orlando at... The plane leaves at like 7:05, which of course means we need to be at the airport at 6:05, which is Eastern Standard Time, which is really 5:05 our time. My wife wasn't really thrilled about that one, but you know, what are we gonna do? And then we're gonna drop back into Springfield at 7:30. I'm gonna take her home, quickly unpack, maybe grab a shower, throw some clothes on, head in, and then work the day. And then that'll be the end of vacation. So all is well. So there have been some nice moments on this vacation. One of the first things we did on Tuesday, we got a 3-day park hopper pass. And so we dropped into Walt Disney World on Tuesday. And we went over to see the Star Wars experience, of course. And we wound our way all the way back into the Millennium Falcon. And they have a ride that they have put together. And it's very cute. It's really well done. You know, you're dealing with Disney engineering. And so you end up six in a pod, I think. And the two people at the front are the pilots, and then the next two people are the gunners, and then the next two people are the engineers. So it's fun. How are you this morning? Just saying hello. So Nett and I ended up being the pilots. And you do have some latitude. We did okay. But what was fun was there was a young couple behind us. They were celebrating their 4th wedding anniversary. And so we got to gabbing in the line. And, you know, it's just so lovely to be at this point in our lives. And it's so lovely to be married to someone who is just as socially able as I am in terms of engaging people in conversations. And so, you know, I mean, we just sat there and gabbed and gabbed because we supposedly had a 70-minute wait to get into this ride. There were no fast passes available. But we just gabbed and gabbed and gabbed and gabbed. They were from Boston. She was a nurse and... you know, it was just fun. We just made a new friend. And we took a selfie, Nett and I did, and they photobombed our selfie. So, you know, so that was fun. So we at least had a picture of them. So, of course, the whole Disney thing was fun. We're going back to Disney today. We are back at Disney today and tomorrow. Wow, the wind is really kicking up. So I apologize if we're getting a lot of wind noise. As I said, this is not going to be a great podcast in terms of that. Hooray. It's a beautiful day, though. I was hoping for a perfectly clear day one of the times I was down here so that I could watch the sunrise right at the horizon, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen today. Wow, it's getting windy. Okay, sorry. Maybe I can shield it here. So anyways, that was fun. We did that Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we had a presentation. And then, yes, that's yesterday. Then yesterday we ran up to St. Augustine's, which is the longest continuously inhabited city, European city, let's put it that way, in America. And I feel like God gave Lynette a little whisper, because we were looking to take a tour. By the time we got down there and had lunch, it actually ended up being kind of mid-afternoon-ish, and of course all the tours close at 5, and so we were looking at our various tour options just to get an overview of the city. And I found, well, they had Ripley's, and I was like, that's fine, let's just go do Ripley's. It's fine. But Ned saw that there was another company that had a little golf cart. It had these little electric golf carts, and it was a little smaller. And she said, you know, why don't we call them and see what we can do there? And so I said, well, that's fine. So she called them, and they were fun because they were much more personable. So that was good. And then we hop in, and the lady said, now, if you don't mind, she said, I've got one more stop. She said, there's an older couple. They come down every year. He's getting more and more frail. And she said, I'm going to run over and pick him up and deliver them. She said, it'll be right on our way. We said, that's fine. It's fine. So we got over there. And of course, the man was in a wheelchair. He was somewhat ambulatory. I helped him in, and we got his, you know, wheelchair loaded in the back and all that kind of stuff. And he'd hearkened back to echoes of taking care of my dad, and, you know, so it was fun. It was a fun little moment. Of course, the woman who was driving the cart was very thankful. And so she told us when we were leaving. Then we took him someplace else, got him unloaded, got all that taken care of. It was a really fascinating tour. It was a lot of fun. Then we got everybody, you know, loaded at the end of the tour. We thanked the lady, and she said, well, she said, you know, there's some good karma coming your way. It's like, okay, well, that's fine. But I absolutely, obviously do believe that if you live a life that is dedicated to the Spirit, that if you manifest kindness and gentleness and mercy, you know, that good karma will come your way. And so it's been good. It's been a good podcast. It's been a good podcast. I don't know if I'd say it's been a good podcast with the sound being the way it is, but it's been a good vacation. Like I said, so far it's come at exactly the right time. There have been no problems. We're right in between all of our big hits. The major upgrade that we're planning seems to be locked and loaded. Everything seems to be fine with that. The other programmer / systems engineer who is working on the upgrade, it appears that he has nailed down all the remaining problems. So that's going to be exciting this next week coming up. But you know what? It'll all be fine. It will all be fine. And then we'll just move forward, do the best we can, and go with God. I do have to say that I am so grateful. I'm just so grateful for the life that Ned and I have together. But I'm also just really grateful at 60 years old, at 61 years old, which I will be in a couple of weeks here, but I'm still able to climb stairs, but I'm still able to walk along the beach, enjoy God's beauty. I'm grateful. I'm very, very grateful for what He has done. And at this point, I'm actually waiting for the sun to come up, because it should be soon. It's about 7:20 Eastern Standard Time here, and it should be cresting over. And I would imagine that by now I have rambled on and wasted 20, 25 minutes of your time. I am clogged up. I have got junk. I can feel it down in my throat, down in my chest. I'm a little raspy, but that's because I've been eating too much stuff. Too many carbs, no fasting. We'll get back on track with all that stuff next week. In the meantime, this is Phil Ferrand. I have not made it home. I'm walking along the beach in Ormond Beach, Florida. But I will be back in the saddle next week with notes and a real podcast. Have a great weekend, everyone. Now I just have to get this thing shut off. Hold on. Hold on. We're working on it. Hey, there it is. Oh, 15 minutes. Oh, so we have 4 more minutes. But like I said, last week was really long. So we're just going to go ahead and close this up. Have a great day.